The self can function like a time machine. The advent of DNA tests has been life-altering for many people. Some have learned long-suppressed family secrets, and with some of that, there has been a challenge to people's identities based on where they come from. In one story, a person of Caribbean descent recounts finding out that there was no evidence of Indian heritage in her DNA. She reported that it made her question her ancestry, that she wasn't who she thought she was. There's even a podcast for NPEs, which stands for Not Parent Expected. That is, you get a DNA test and it turns out that the people you thought were your parents, or at least one of the people you thought were your parents, actually is not. There's so much to unpack in such experiences, but what stands out is many people's sense of self is tightly tied to a past that came before their birth. People that make such discoveries are often middle-aged adults. Why would a discovery about ancestry have such a powerful effect on their identity? When you think about it, it's amazing that biological events in the past have such profound effects on the way we understand ourselves in the present. Who we are is affected by who came before us. For many people, heritage is an integral part of their self. Shifts in understandings of our ancestors, people often long dead before we're even born, can affect our understanding of who we are in the present. How? Because these people contribute to ourself. In one study, researchers interviewed individuals that received genetic tests indicating that at least one of their parents were not who they thought they were. None of the participants reported indifference or positive reactions at receiving the news. What they did report were feelings of shock, denial, anger, fear, unexpected crises, confusion, and isolation. It might seem obvious that they would be shocked by such news. But on the other hand, you are who you are. Why should it matter? Again, often these people are middle-aged. They've been who they are for 30, 40, 50 years. It matters because our self is defined by a sense of community that extends beyond the present moment. We are in part defined by our people, our family. And changes in who we understand our people or our family to be are changes in ourselves. In addition to extending us into the past, selves also allow us to project into the future. People worry about their legacy or future family members. This projection into the future allows us to care about what the world will be after our physical death. So again, the self is a time machine, projecting us back and forward in time.